Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I don't know if you can hear this noise here. Let me get this noise for you. That is the noise of scrubbing with a mop. And it's not something that you would expect from an astronomical establishment. And I'm here at Jodrell Bank. Jodrell Bank is the headquarters of the Square Kilometre Array, which is a great big radio astronomy project which is being executed in the Northern Cape, and whose headquarters in South Africa are in Pinelands, Cape Town. And our Jodrell Bank is home to a massive, huge radio astronomy dish, and I'm going to talk about that in later broadcasts. But for now, I want to introduce you to a new concept, which is an inflatable radio dish. And here with me is Joe Diamond, who is scrubbing the dish. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And why are you scrubbing a radio astronomy dish with a mop?
Well, so this is our SKA inflatable dish, and we had this made for events and conferences and festivals. And we had a big music festival here at Jodrell Bank, Blue Dot, just a few weeks ago. And so it was a quite muddy and windy day, so the dish got quite muddy. So
is this isn't going to do any science, is it?
No, this is not going to do any science. It's more a representation of what the actual SKA dishes will look like. And so it's half the scale of what the dish is. I think it's about 8 meters high.
So it's an inflatable dish with a pedestal and and also the various feeds and instrumentation.
Exactly. Yes. So it's got its little receiver, and then you can see the big bowl, the dish itself, and yeah, it's on its pedestal, and it's quite an impressive structure.
And in a moment, we're going to hear this being inflated. So this is an extremely unusual thing, to see an inflatable radio astronomy dish. What's even more unusual is that we're sitting here under bright sunshine, a beautiful, warm, sunny day, which is, I believe, a rarity.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
And I bet you wish it was like this when the Pale Blue Dot Festival was...
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we had one good day, but then it was classic Manchester grey and windy and wet.
Oh, okay, wonderful, which is possibly what we're having in Cape Town at the moment. So I'm going to play you the sound of a radio astronomy dish being inflated, not the kind of thing you hear every day. We are now inflating a radio astronomy dish, and this is the noise you can hear of the pumps. It's like a big bouncy castle. Here it is. Yes, bouncy castle. And here is Matthew, who is now, what is your job title?
I'm the deputy communication manager.
And this is what you do for a living. You inflate a big kind of bouncy castle in the shape of a radio astronomy dish.
That's right. We get to play with big toys like this.
And I have to say, in the background is the real Jodrell Bank massive dish. What's the diameter of that dish over there?
So the big one's 76 meters.
76 meters?
Yeah.
And that's been there since 1957. And this one is how many meters across?
This is it's about 9 meters tall, about 5 or 6 meters across. It's a way of getting kids interested and adults as well, and just for them to realize the size of the telescope. So this is about half scale, and it's already 9 meters tall. So you can imagine, a real size one's double the size, and then you have to build hundreds of them. So that gives you a good idea of the size of the telescope.
And astronomers like things big. I'm going to walk round the front and have a look. It's got this enormous, great big structure at the front. And Joe, who's fiddling with some ropes, Joe Diamond, who works in the office with Matthew. Joe, what is that odd-looking structure at the front of the dish?
That's what we call the receiver. So that's, if it was a real dish, you'd be collecting all the data. So that's where all the technical kind of like mumbo-jumbo would be in the dish.
And it'll be focused, so it's going to focus all the light in this big dish,
yeah.
And then it's going to collect it, bounce back.
And collect it in there.
And collect it in there. Oh, wow, and it's just about inflated now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. It goes up pretty quickly. It's when a deflator takes a long time, because it's essentially like a big sleeping bag almost. You have to push all the air out, but right now it's looking great.
And you've done a great job of inflating it and of cleaning it as well. That's fantastic. It's all white and shiny now.
Well, tried my best, but it's looking good.
Are you going to take this massive inflatable dish to Cape Town at all?
Not Cape Town, but we're thinking about more local places to take it. It's quite expensive to ship it, so we are more regional places. But we have taken it to Hawaii and we have taken it to Senegal.
Well, I think it's terrific, and I think we should have one of these in Cape Town.
I know, right?
Permanently in the waterfront. It looks absolutely magnificent. Thank you very much, Joe.
Oh, thank you very much.
So this is Ketchell Kirkham, broadcasting from Jodrell Bank, and looking at the kinds of things they get up to here, which is inflating a radio telescope dish, whatever next. And this is Ketchell Kirkham, wishing us clear skies.